I think at one time you had concerns that the survey, the coastwide survey, might be flawed because you could have the whole 2C fleet could be out fishing, come back in, and based on the statistical survey method, the IPHC boat could go out and do a survey of an area that had already been fished.
Right.
Do you feel that the commission has adequately adjusted its survey results to meet those concerns?
Well, we think there's issues that affect the survey that may result in it not giving a complete picture of abundance in an area. And for example, the shelf slope area here is short and steep. If you go farther west, it's a much longer shelf, more gradual slope. So if you do a survey in an area there, you may capture density in a different way than here. You may be more concentrated. You may need to do survey sites closer together to really estimate abundance correctly. And the survey is uniform across all areas. That may be appropriate, maybe not. We've been asking for them to run that kind of side-by-side comparisons to see if it affects their estimates. And I guess the other reason we are still questioning the survey is the results are counterintuitive. The apportionment based on the survey keeps saying there's a whole big biomass out west and quotas could be high, yet we're seeing the lowest catch rates on record in the survey in the commercial fishery right now. And that doesn't square up with the survey saying there's a big abundance out there.
I realize there will be no silver lining at all if the stocks don't come back up, but is there any kind of silver lining in the price of halibut or the price of sablefish as quota has gone down? Has that buffered some of the impact of the reduced quota at all?
Well, the prices of halibut and sablefish are strong, and they've steadily increased since IFQs were put in. There was one or two years where it dipped a little bit and then climbed back up past where it had been, and that's primarily due to length in season, better quality product, and this product available at over a longer time span and on the fresh market. So that helps. I think until we took this cut, that was probably helping people hang on by their fingernails.
In Alpha, I imagine you've got just about the full spectrum of members. You've got these old graybeards who've been doing this for a long time since, you know, statehood or whatever. And you've got 24 and 25-year-old mm-hmm. guys who are just, you know, thinking about getting in. What do you tell them? What are the prospects for somebody who wants to become a longliner these days with in the face of this, the kind of news you get this winter?
The commission has a long history of taking care of halibut stocks successfully, and it's science-based. They're conservative. The commercial fleet has always respected those limits and taken the long view, that if we take care of stocks, we take the cuts we need now, the fish will be there in the future. And so we've seen ups and downs, and I'm cautiously confident we'll see this be the bottom of the decline and the abundance start to return. So it's a stable fishery in terms of the management structure, and it's a good way to make a living for people who have quota share and have made those investments. And I certainly wouldn't discourage people from getting involved. They just need to pay attention to all aspects of their business, including the biology.
You tell them two things. I think you tell them, first of all, you got to be involved. You've got to take the time to learn about the science that drives your fisheries so you can become informed and make some good decisions. And then the second thing you tell them is that successful fishermen these days fish in several fisheries. They're diversified. And then you can ride out price changes and you can ride out abundance swings as long as you've got three or four different fisheries to participate in. And you just hope at the end of the year enough of them are up that, you know, you can have a successful season.